Hey, are you a business owner, entrepreneur, or professional? If so, we want you to apply to be a featured guest on our show. My name is Adam Torres, and I host the Mission Matters series of podcasts. I've recorded over 3,000 episodes, and we are just getting started. How do you know if you'd be a good guest to be on the show? Well, only one way to find out, and that's to apply, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We want guests to have a story to tell. Guests with a brand, a product, or a service that can benefit my audience of listeners. If this sounds like you, go to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. I'd love to talk to you and get to know more about your story. Again, head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, now let's get into the show.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Be a Guest to Apply. All right, so today I have Trevor Jones on the line, and he's CEO over at Lynx Global Intelligence. Trevor, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Adam. It's great to be here.
All right, so we have a great topic today, so how technology can assist mining and metals in 2021. So right on point and great timing here. And maybe just to get us started with that, it might help to start off with just telling us a little bit more about Lynx Global Intelligence.
Yeah, thanks, Adam. So we're a SaaS company, software as a service, a B2B company, and we serve the natural resources super sector. So, of course, mining is included in there. And what we do is we make a mapping platform. So companies and their chief risk officers and chief sustainability officers can see all their risks in one place. So there's a lot of operational risks that miners deal with on the ground. And so we really want to help them aggregate a bunch of data to see all of those in one place, so they're not visiting a million websites and databases and other data sources, because that can be kind of a pain and create some inefficiencies. So, we're really excited to be working at kind of the intersection between natural resources and sustainability, and also security too.
Yeah, so that's so interesting. Like, how did you like get on this path? Like, why do you build technology for mining? Because prior to, you know, being in media, I didn't know too much about mining, but now I've interviewed people, you know, throughout the entire pipeline from getting it out to now technology. I think you're the first SaaS company I've dealt with in the space. Like, how did you get into this?
Yeah, you know, so personally, my master's degree is actually in international security. And so doing some consulting, after school, and Lynx actually started 5 years ago as a consulting entity, believe it or not. So we did consulting around these issues for 2 or 3 years before we realized, you know, of course, in terms of margin, but also in terms of creativity, building tech is really awesome and kind of the way to go in terms of trying to start to create those efficiencies I kind of mentioned during the last question. So, yeah, you know, it's an always evolving project. I mean, we have now we have a couple new development resources that just came on. So, getting into geospatial and all kinds of other kind of data, which is really great.
Yeah, let's go further down that line, because I mean, you said you've been in this now going on 5 years, and you started in the consulting, and now you've parlayed it also with technology through the SaaS platform. I mean, what kind of new, you mentioned geo, what kind of new data inputs are mining companies using?
Yeah, great question. So the great thing about the Lynx platform is we can combine a lot of different data sources in one spot. So And there's a lot of new inputs that have come along, right? So satellite imagery, for example, has become much cheaper and more available. The Internet of Things, right, is now kind of available on a much cheaper and more implementable level, if you will, in terms of things like water sensors and sensors for dust and other kinds of things in terms of sustainability. So, you know, we combine that plus social media and then also some internal data sets that are at the miner themselves. And so it creates this really nice aggregate blend of data, and then we can also kind of rank and weight certain data inputs to provide some scores, which winds up being kind of a new data set as well for those risk scores for the miners themselves.
I love the way you talk about mining and the mining industry, because I think it kind of pulls the, I think manufacturing also gets this, they get this unwarranted, I guess, I don't know if it's Hollywood or what, like where people get these ideas, but like, you know, manufacturing,
yeah.
People thought it was like dirty, like you have to be in these, but if you go into a manufacturing company nowadays, it's robots, it's clean, it's very like, depending on what they're doing, what they're building, very complex. So I feel like mining as a whole, at one point, it has this like stigma being like a dirty industry or like, you know what I mean? Like dusty,
yeah.
Things like that. I mean, what do you think about how, like, the industry overall and how it relates to climate change? I mean, just positioning overall, because it's interesting to have somebody on the line like you who sees the whole pipeline, so to speak.
Yeah, that's a really great way to put it, right? So if you kind of zoom out and look at that big picture, we're actually going to rely on mining to drive a sustainable and kind of climate-oriented economy. And what I mean by that is, we need the metals and minerals that are coming out of the earth for things like the battery in your Tesla, right? Or for your solar panel.
That's
a whole host of other, just everything you can think of. And people don't think about the rare ones too, right? I mean, there's some rare earths that are in some pretty hard to reach and oftentimes geopolitically risky spots around the earth. And we really kind of need to come together to look at that bigger climate-oriented picture and realize that we need those metals. That, you know, that said, I mean, the nature of mining is it presents some hurdles, of course, both environmentally and socially. And the miners are aware of that, and they're always trying to get ahead of those risks on the ground. And it's just another way we can, you know, try to augment their look at what those risks are with the Lynx platform.
So we're for context for everybody listening, we're recording this in what now? Actually, we're going into March of 2021. Geez, I guess we're already February go. I don't even know. So that being said, what's on the horizon for Lynx Global Intelligence just overall? Anything coming up later this year or that you're working on? You care to comment on?
Yeah, absolutely. Lots of good stuff. I mean, one thing is we're building a bit of a consortium with miners, mining companies, mining finance, but also some academics and then some computing and also community and sustainability oriented partners. And so that consortium should produce a lot of great ideas and thought leadership around this kind of sustainability plus natural resources look at driving some of the economic things I mentioned earlier. But also, we're raising money. Always good to mention that. And then we have a host of like great banner clients that we're going to start talking about soon, including some large institutions and some of the bigger companies in the world, which is really exciting. I mean, I feel very fortunate to kind of try to create some impact from inside the arena or on the field, if you will.
That's awesome. So Trevor, if somebody is listening to this and they want to learn more about Lynx Global Intelligence, so final question, two-part question. Number one, what type of companies are typically a good fit and get the most value out of working with Lynx Global Intelligence? And number two, what's the best way for them to follow up?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're active in not only the mining sector, but also in security, shipping and supply chains as well. So many of those risks I talk about kind of apply to those other sectors. So anybody out there that's a chief risk officer or chief sustainability officer in one of those verticals, you know, we'd love to just chat about what your challenges are and kind of what your pain points are as you go through your day, just trying to get a handle on global risk, because we know how complex that can be. And I would suggest the website first. So of course that's lynxglobalintelligence.com. And we're also active on Twitter at Lynx Global Intel, I believe, as well, too. So any of those places would be great. And you can actually just send me an email at trevor@lynxglobalintelligence.com. I'd love to hear from you and kind of, you know, again, what those risks are on the ground that you're experiencing so we can try and help out.
Fantastic. Well, Trevor, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background and all the great work you're doing over at Lynx Global Intelligence. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. Hope you enjoyed. If you did, don't forget, hit that subscribe button. We want you to be a return listener. We have many more great guests just like Trevor coming up for you, and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Trevor, thanks again for coming on the show. It's been a pleasure.
The pleasure is mine. Thanks very much.